It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Today is Tuesday, September 1st. What to know today about how social unrest is shaping the presidential race. Both President Trump and Joe Biden are condemning violence, but also pointing fingers. Also, we'll explain the idea behind herd immunity, which White House official could be pushing for it, and why other health experts say it's a bad idea. Plus, an update on Amazon's drone deliveries, airlines make a major permanent change to change fees, and what anyone can now watch for free on Netflix, subscriber or not. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Trump is set to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin to show support for local law enforcement. But there are fears this could be another turbulent day for the town. Remember, Kenosha has seen two contentious shootings in the last 9 days. The police shooting of Jacob Blake, and later a man firing into a crowd of protesters, killing two of them. Cars were left burned and businesses boarded up, though protests since have been peaceful. Now, the city's mayor and state's governor are worried the president's visit will stir up more heated emotions. They've called it a bad time for the visit, and they asked him to reconsider. But a White House spokesman says President Trump is looking forward to the visit and, quote, helping this great city heal and rebuild. He says it was the federal assistance that helped get violence under control. Meanwhile, Joe Biden gave his thoughts on this whole thing and what Axios called Biden's most forceful counterargument yet on the issue of law and order. Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, says Trump is partly responsible for recent tensions and violence. During a speech in Pennsylvania, Biden called Trump a toxic presence who has encouraged violence, saying, quote, Donald Trump has failed to protect America, so now he's trying to scare America. Biden told voters to ignore the president's desperate attempt to distract from the problems under Trump's presidency, including the pandemic. Well, President Trump fired back. Trump called the whole speech strange and on Twitter wrote that Biden was, quote, blaming the police far more than he's blaming the rioters, anarchists, agitators and looters. Trump has argued before the nation would become lawless under a Biden administration. One more thing to note about what's going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin, ahead of the president's visit there today. Remember how authorities arrested a 17-year-old from Illinois, Kyle Rittenhouse, for allegedly shooting into a crowd last week, killing two protesters? Well, the teenager's lawyer and President Trump now say there's more to that story. They say Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense, that before the shooting, he was chased by a mob and someone tried to take away his weapon, which is why he opened fire. So far, police have not commented on that new take. The teen's court date is still set for later this month. As for Jacob Blake, the black man shot by police, he's still recovering from multiple gunshot wounds. Protesters have called for the officer involved to be arrested. Prosecutors say it's still under investigation. A new coronavirus report from the CDC shows most, 94% of the people who died from COVID-19 in the U.S. had contributing health conditions. The CDC included a long list of what those health conditions have been. They include diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, and more. Still, some people are interpreting that information in different ways. In fact, Twitter removed a viral post that said, quote, only 6% of those listed in the U.S. coronavirus death toll actually died from COVID. President Trump retweeted that post, so it got a lot of attention. But Twitter said it was misleading and took it down. One epidemiologist explained it this way in a blog post, saying even if COVID-19 wasn't the only factor in those deaths, that it was still the main underlying cause in most of them. Only in 5% of the deaths was COVID-19 listed as a contributing cause instead of the main one. To be clear, the official COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. as of early this morning still stands at nearly 184,000. President Trump's new medical advisor reportedly has a plan to end the pandemic, but there are some issues with it. The Washington Post cites sources who say Dr. Scott Atlas is urging the White House to consider a herd immunity approach. Without a vaccine available yet, that means he would want to let the disease spread through most of the population so healthy people can build resistance to it, but protect vulnerable groups like older Americans and people with serious underlying conditions by applying lockdowns only to them. But there are plenty of critics to this idea. For example, The Week reports, by some estimates, to reach a 65% immunity threshold, 2.1 million Americans would have to die. And infectious disease experts point out already more than 25,000 Americans younger than 65 have died from COVID-19. Sweden has actually already tried this herd immunity model, but it's been heavily criticized by public health officials and infectious disease experts as reckless, and the country's death rates are among the world's highest. So at this point, the U.S. is not using that strategy, and the White House communications director said the president's plan has not changed and that his goal is to defeat the virus through therapeutics and ultimately a vaccine. Speaking of vaccines, there's more progress to tell you about. Another possible coronavirus vaccine is entering the final phase of trials in the U.S. AstraZeneca is the third company to enroll at least 30,000 volunteers. They'll be rolling up their sleeves for an injection starting today. Moderna and Pfizer have already started these final trials, and the Trump administration is counting on at least one of the vaccines to work on a wide scale and get approval for the public by early next year. Stay tuned. A few of the largest U.S. airlines are getting rid of change fees for good. Delta, American, and United Airlines announced they will no longer charge passengers for changing their plans on most domestic flights. That change fee would typically cost travelers around $200. Well, now NPR reports the airlines are getting rid of the fee to convince people who have been nervous to fly during the pandemic to travel once again. As you know, the airlines and the travel industry overall have been hit hard. Delta's passenger count last quarter was down 93% from the same time last year, and United said at one point it was losing $40 million a day. But at this point, this is not just a pandemic-era change. The new no-change fee policy will reportedly be permanent at all three airlines. And we should note Southwest Airlines has had the no-change fees policy for years, so that stays the same. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Liquid IV. Too many times, I've realized that I forgot to drink water all day long, and then I feel so thirsty and tired and even have a headache. And that's when I turn to Liquid IV. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of plain water without filling up your stomach with too much liquid at once. I love pouring a packet of Liquid IV into my water whenever I'm feeling dehydrated. So whether that's after a hard workout or hike, or just when I realize I haven't had enough water that day, it quenches my thirst right in that moment, and it helps me feel so much better after drinking it. Plus, it's made with clean ingredients. Liquid IV also tastes great. My favorite flavors are lemon lime and acai berry. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, but you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Now, back to the news. Pretty soon, a drone might be delivering your Amazon order. That's because the FAA just approved Amazon's so-called Prime Air service. It's essentially a drone airline that can deliver packages. With the FAA's blessing, Amazon can now start testing this out. USA Today reports the company will use small drones that are a cross between a miniature helicopter and airplane. They'll be able to haul small packages that are 5 pounds or less. Amazon has not said when or where testing will begin, but it has big plans for the future. Eventually, it wants to do drone deliveries worldwide. Remember, Amazon is not the first drone operator to receive FAA approval. Both UPS and the Alphabet-owned Wing have been running drone delivery trials of their own. Netflix is letting people watch some of its original content for free. In other words, you don't need a subscription to watch popular shows and movies like Stranger Things, Love is Blind, Bird Box, or Murder Mystery. The full movies are available for free, but for shows, there is a catch. You can only watch the first episode of the first season, and then you'll have to subscribe to watch more. Netflix tells Gadget360 this is part of a marketing promotion to attract new subscribers. It's available to anyone worldwide using a Windows PC, Mac, or Android device. To watch the free content, just go to netflix.com/watchfree. Movies starring the late actor Chadwick Boseman are once again topping the charts. Remember, the 43-year-old Black Panther star passed away Friday from colon cancer. And since then, his fans have been watching some of his old performances in memoriam. On Amazon, both Black Panther and the action movie 21 Bridges were among the top 5 bestsellers yesterday. And on Apple's iTunes, it was a similar story. Not only were those two movies trending, but others like 42, in which Boseman played Jackie Robinson, and Marshall, that stars Boseman as Thurgood Marshall, also surged in popularity. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is hosting a reunion special. The show is celebrating its 30th anniversary since the sitcom debuted in 1990 and was on for 6 seasons. All the big stars will be involved in the reunion special, including Will Smith, Tatiana Ali, Alfonso Ribeiro, and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Deadline reports the cast will reunite for an unscripted taping later this month. Then the special will debut on HBO Max around Thanksgiving. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, the month of September comes from the Latin word septem, which means what? You can answer this week's question in our Instagram stories quiz posted this morning, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's question, who would win in a long-distance race, a cheetah or a greyhound? The answer is the greyhound. Yes, believe it or not, the greyhound would leave the cheetah in the dust, but only if the race was really long distance. That's because greyhounds have endurance. They can sustain speeds of up to 35 miles per hour for up to 7 miles. The cheetah would win in a sprint, reaching speeds of 65 miles per hour or more, which is faster than the greyhound, but it gets winded fast and slows down. So, as the question asks, in a long distance race, the greyhound would win. Shout out to Nicole H., Marissa I., Van Life Travel, and everyone else who played along on Instagram. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to share this episode if you found it helpful. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great day.